Yeah, look who's got the mic. My husband looks a little concerned. His name is Mike, but I have that mic, but now I got this mic. Oh, it is my great honor and privilege and just joy of my heart to introduce my warrior friend, my warrior sister, Renee, and the authority that she walks in and stands in. It just gives me more courage. So the word that she's going to bring this morning, I know it's going to be powerful. And I know if you open up your hearts and let it in, it will transform and change you in some way this morning. So after that big introduction.
I got a lapel thingy, okay, Bobby, right, so right. I can be free with my hands.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. I can't talk with those on first. So I'm just going to, Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for this day. And thank you for all of these beautiful hearts and souls you have here this morning. And I just move myself out of the way and I give it to you. So we're going to dive in. Y'all, I cannot right now because I'm going to start with this morning, because this morning became the beginning, even though I already had a beginning, because we stood up here and we're like, okay, let's pray over you. And where's Ira? Ira says, oh, I feel like you got an old word making it new and something beautiful and however he worded it. And then Nancy says, truth is truth is truth. And y'all, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something. When I'm one of those that, like, if I'm going to speak in front of you, I don't mind to speak. Like, you all know I can talk and chat and carry on a conversation. But for me, bringing a message and making sure that it's in alignment with what's on his heart and not what I've been wanting to do just because that's what I've been wanting to do or whatever. So for all of the things that have lined up and gotten to this very morning with the prayer and the words, I'm just like, oh, you're so good. Oh, like, I just cannot tell you how beautiful, when we watch all the things and how God orchestrates stuff, it's just beautiful. So I'm going to actually go, because the funny thing is, so we have been in Bible class talking. We just finished our session, lesson, period, whatever you want to call it, on praise and worship and spiritual warfare. And during that time, you know, a lot of you hear, if you're in church, you hear about praise and worship, you hear about spiritual warfare. But the things that you take away from that and the things that you begin to use through that vary. And so so this will be partly testimony and partly like the things that I've done and the quick little revelation that God was like, hello. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so beautiful. So we have these thoughts and we have these ways of praise and worship, and we have this mentality and maybe even teachings that we've been sitting in and ways that we've heard that we must praise and worship. And usually when you hear praise and worship, you immediately go to singing and dancing, but then you incorporate spiritual warfare, then you have a battle, and now you have a battle to come alongside your praise and worship, right? But how often have we, you, I, me specifically right now, because this was such a clear, like, duh moment for me. I was like, how is it that, like, is it really that simple? Is it really that simple? And we complicate all these things because we have to be so mighty before the Lord in the battle, right? That's the mindset. Some of us, not all of us. And so we're sitting in class and there's only three of us. And we're talking about praise, because it was broke down worship, praise, and spiritual warfare, right? So the last segment is praise leading into spiritual warfare. And the lesson geared towards the simplicity of praise. And so Pastor Mark is giving us the little tidbit of information from the lesson. And he's like, yeah, we just need to get back to the simplicity of praise. Okay, well, like, okay, like, what do you mean? You know, what are you talking about? He's like, you just gotta praise. You just praise. Instead, when we hear the word battle or spiritual warfare or my praise is a weapon, where's Ira? Ira this morning is just, he got a little snippet on Tuesday, but like literally was so in sync with me this morning, and we didn't even speak about this. So I just crazy. So I actually referencing Second Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but for the mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Come here, honey. You, yeah. Come, Lily. Come, Lily. Okay, listen. So that's the King James Version.
Where's 10:4 start?
Right here.
Oh, okay. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. You want me to keep going?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I can't see it. When you take the King James Version and the NIV version, you have a couple of word changes. The description carnal versus this world, thank you. And then strongholds, and then you have demolish, right? So when we think about battles and we think about how we approach them, and we, Ira, finally, come on, you're missing this. This is for you, sir. Literally, Ira, literally. So when we think about how we have been maybe trained or taught or even read scripture and taking it upon ourselves and how we interact with God in our battles, the simplicity of going before the Lord in praise before you achieve any part of the battle or get to any part of the battle, mind blown. Okay, listen. Our praise is a strategic weapon. That's the weapon. We spend so much time, battles come up. I've got battles with my kids. I've got battles with my finances. I've got battles with coworkers, if I had a job. I have battles with kids that I go to school with. I've got battles with neighbors. I've got battles with my plans for the next month and my schedule. Your battle is different, right? But we look at these things when they come, and how often are we going through the same battles over and over and over, and they still present themselves? Your kids grow up, they're still a battle. Your finances change because you get married, it's still a battle. Your coworkers may change, but at your job, you still have conflicts of interest, let's say. It's still a battle. But in that battle, if we take a look at the story where Jehoshaphat sought word and prayer, and Jehazel gave him a word from the Lord, and he said, "Don't pay attention." I'm paraphrasing. Please forgive my paraphrase right now, but don't worry about the vast multitude of the army in front of you. That's not the point. Give me, God said, give me my praise. Praise me. So what did Jehoshaphat do? He appointed singers to praise and sing. And the next day, God took care of the battle, right? Paul and Silas were in prison, and they were singing and praying before the Lord, and the other jailers heard it. And then there was a great earthquake, and the doors opened, and the chains were loosened, and everyone set free. They were singing and praising behind bars. If we grasp the concept that our praise is our weapon, in our praise, it's strategic. And not until we go before the Lord in praise do we get the spiritual victory. Do we get the deliverance from the financial burdens or the healing that you need or the kids that you want to hoist up and be like, Lord, can you just shake them a little more? or whatever. It's in our praise that we first turn and seek God. Because if I'm focused over here on all these battles I got going on, oh, Lord. Okay, y'all know that my son's in the Army, right? So you know that he has, for those of you who don't know, he's in the infantry. He jumps out of airplanes and whatever. He's a big guy, so they give him a big gun. So he's trained on this gun. He's trained to jump out of the plane, land, be able to immediately rise up, position himself with that gun, and move into battle, right? What does this scripture say that we just read? Our weapons are not what? Carnal. Are we in a military? Yes. But we're in God's army. And doesn't he go before us? Isn't that also what the scripture says? He will fight the battle for you? How many battles have we actually let him fight for us? When we go before him with our praise, before we try to figure out what weapon you want to pick up for this battle, that's when he comes and inhabits those praises. He comes. It redirects your literal attention from all this and all that and what am I going to do with that battle? What weapon do I got to pick up today? I'm tired of carrying this bazooka rifle gun. I don't have the strength to swing a sword. I haven't been in the gym enough to actually duke it out right now. I definitely don't have cardio worked up to run away from it. It's just going to follow me. So all of my weapons, they're costing me almost. I'm tired. I'm not supposed to labor in this battle. When that battle rears up, the first thing that we're told is don't pay attention to the vast multitude of it, how big, how small, how much it's going to impact the change of your life, how much it's going to change your circumstances if you could only get it right. I can't go before God and continue to try to fight and leave him out. So when the battle comes and I actually see it coming, because how often do we see the battles coming at us? We see the battle coming. You know it's happening. Now, I'm not saying we're not supposed to pray. I'm not saying we're not supposed to get down. But if we begin with our praise and we actually, okay, I see you. I see you over there. So let me go right here. I'm going to turn my face toward my Father and I'm going to praise him. Now, what do we mean by praise in that moment? What can we do? What are some different things we can do to praise? Dance, clap, shouting. I heard you shouting this morning, Miss Deborah. Singing. Leaping and rejoicing. What about your flags, Mom? Oh, yeah. Waving your banners. There's all kind of ways that we can praise, but the important thing with our praise, and this is where this is where you have to start stepping out, because your praise should be something that's uncomfortable, because it's not just, thank you, Lord, I'm coming to you, I thank you, and I'm over here in my nice little quiet corner, and God's like, okay, I see you, but what are we doing? Your praise, if it's going to be your weapon, should be uncomfortable to you. You don't like dancing? Then get up and dance. Corey. We know Corey likes to dance, right? Now, I want to dance like Corey, y'all. If I could move like that, I would be doing it every day, everywhere. But I can't. But I can dance. I don't have the moves that want to be put on TV, probably, or that I'm going to get judged and win a prize for, but my Father delights in it. I definitely can't sing, Ira. I would have to cover this so I would not subject you to the sound of my voice when I'm trying to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because it's not delightful. But when I'm by myself, and I will sing at the top of my lungs, And my husband has cameras in the house, and he'll text me. He'll be like, oh, you must have Alexa on. Because all he sees is my erratic movements around the house, and I'm jumping and leaping and dancing. And if he could only hear, he'd be like, girl, stop. What are you doing? Leaping and rejoicing and jumping around? Why not? What is the one thing when you're praising that you can't help but do? One thing when you're praising. Smiling. She cheated. I said it on Tuesday. But that's when you're praising, you're typically not like, oh man, thank you, Lord. You might be downtrodden a little bit, but if you're actually getting out of your comfort zone to praise, you're gonna automatically smile. You're gonna feel like rejoicing. You're gonna feel like I am an overcomer now in this moment, not because I'm sitting over here like, I don't know, sometimes just sitting and you might, then you're like, oh, okay, now I feel the weight of it. But when you step out and you do the uncomfortable praise before the Lord, do what you feel led in the Spirit to do. If you're not comfortable singing and dancing, then sing and dance before Him. If you're not comfortable running around, leaping and rejoicing and whatever, Roxanne, my friend was first time coming in, I'm literally running laps around. It's just like, you were running around the church. Sorry, that's what I felt like I needed to do, you know? But it's in those moments, and it's in our deep praise, and it's in our uncomfortable praise where the strategies for the battle are revealed. That's when God shows us, how am I supposed to take this on? When we praise Him, it redirects our focus, it redirects our attention, it puts our mind, our body, and our spirit, and our soul back in alignment with our Father. So then we are able to hear, we're able to hopefully listen and obey to His direction. He may tell you, sit and pray, sit still before me and pray. He may say, go fast. He may say, leave it alone. But when you go first in praise, then you know how to battle. Then you know what weapon you need to pick up. Then you know which way to go. That's when your praise becomes your weapon. That's when you don't have to labor and fight for the result that you think you deserve in this battle. The Bible is laden with stories of different battles where they didn't even fight. And these were real battles, real people coming with real weapons on real horses and chariots with real armor ready to fight. And they didn't have to fight because they obeyed and praised first. Praised, obeyed, I don't have to fight. So how is it that we don't get to do the same thing? How simple and how much more fun. Do you have fun when you dance? Do you feel better when you dance? Do you have fun when you sing? You feel better after you sing? Do you have fun when you flag? You feel better after you flag? Who's leaping, rejoicing? Shouting. You feel better after shouting, right? It's the coming up and the coming out. It's your spirit reconnect. It's allowing Holy Spirit to move in and through, right? It's so much more fun than deciding, oh, I got to fight this battle again. I'm tired of it. Until you're so heavy that when the battle comes, you're like, OMG. I can't deal with this. And then you don't deal with it. And then blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Your praise is your weapon. It should be your weapon of choice every time. Every time. So last Sunday also before church, I don't know if any of you remember the weather. The weather was very windy and very rainy, but it was only for a little bit. Like, it didn't rain all day. I took the dog out that morning before we came to church, and I'm just standing on the back patio, and I'm just watching the wind literally whipping through the trees in the back, and the clouds are flowing with it, and it's dark clouds because it's rainy and stuff, and they're just flowing through and flowing through, and it's hard, heavy winds. And I felt the Lord say to me in that moment, the winds of change are here. Not that the winds of change are coming, but they're here. The winds of change are here. We have to change the way we approach. We have to change the way we try to battle. We have to change the way that we praise our Father. He's worthy of it. He deserves it. He desires it. It's now. It's not tomorrow. It's not to see what the next wind blows in. It already blew in. It's here. When the wind blows in, we can see the rustling of the leaves. We can hear the sounds of the leaves blowing. When the Holy Spirit blows in, can you imagine the magnitude of things that would change in your life, in your circumstances, in the things and the people around you? When you allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you and blow through you, that's where that praise, you got to go before him in praise first, because that's when God inhabits that. When the battle comes, we must first pick up our God-given weapon. Not our carnal weapon, not our earthly weapon, but our God-given weapon of praise. That's the weapon of choice. That's the thing that's going to take you into the next place where you can get the strategy. You don't have to labor in it. I don't know about y'all, but my back hurts sometimes from crying and boo-hooing and trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And then my eyes get all red and puffy. Then I just want to go to bed. And then nothing gets accomplished. Right? Okay. Praise is your weapon. It's our weapon. And can you imagine when two or more gather together to praise? The amount of strongholds that could come down in those moments? That's the intention. That's the desire first, not to try to go it alone, not to figure out like, okay, well, last time that weapon didn't work, so let me try this weapon this time. Maybe I didn't fast enough. Maybe I didn't pray hard enough. Maybe I didn't go deep enough. Maybe I didn't whatever. If you praise first, you're going to know what to do. Then it's your job to be obedient. It's so much easier. It's so literally so simple. I felt like a ding-dong when we had, I was like, what? I was like, wait. You got to stop. She said that again? What did you just say? That simple. So, here's what we're going to do, because you guys know me. We're going to do an activation. So, for those of you that are not comfortable doing a certain thing, if you're not comfortable dancing, if you're not comfortable shouting, if you're not comfortable singing out loud, if you're not comfortable waving a banner, if you're not comfortable leaping and rejoicing before somebody, we're going to do it. We're going to practice. Because if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you're not going to utilize the weapon that you've been given. Now, that doesn't mean you do what the next person's doing next to you. That doesn't mean you got to do what everybody else is doing. The whole point is to do what you feel like God is directing you to do. How are you feeling? What kind of movement do you want to do? What kind of rejoicing do you want to? What kind of praise is worthy to give unto your Father in this moment? That's the praise you need to let out. That's the praise you need to look for. That's the praise you need to do. Okay? So Miss Holly has a song, because you all know with a DJ husband, I have access to a plethora of things. And we're going to play this song. And you're going to, notice I said you. You are going to allow the words and the sounds of this song to just penetrate so that you can get into an atmosphere of praise. So that you can allow the weapon of God's choice for you to be released in this moment. So that you can practice. Ain't nothing wrong with practice, right? Practice makes perfect. Practice makes you comfortable. Practice, yes. Oh. Oh, well, go ahead.
We were talking about this in Bible school and how, you know, we go to a football game or the Super Bowl and we are out of our minds for our team. How much more when we're rooting on God. Mm-hmm. To, you know, run the yard line. Mm-hmm. Yes! Mm-hmm. You know, so like it says in our hallway, this is a safe place to meet with God. It's mm-hmm. a safe place, I'm going to say this with a grain of salt, to make a fool of yourself. It's a safe place to release that worshipful energy, I guess I could say, mm-hmm. because he deserves it and he's worthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Holly. Okay, so yes, I have a random amount of songs in my head, but this one struck me, so it's a little long, so we'll see how far we get into it, but I just want you to sit for a minute, and then I want you to get into your praise, and I want you to feel it, and I want you to mean it, and I want you to rejoice in it. I'm even gonna move y'all's table so that you can más alto, por favor.